when we were commissioned by the sister I was telling you about, her name was Ife McWhorter. That's her name. Okay. She was the director of the South Shore City Back Park and Recreation, because we were making the music conference circus at the time, having the only neo-soul poetry international show on digital radio at the time. So we're making the circuit rounds, giving people the information. She invited us to do 3 shows at her facility. It's a 120-some-year-old scrapbook from original teachers of the first black schools in America. So you have these first schools from the early 1900s, late 1800s. These teachers had chronicled their blueprint and their education plans in this hand scrapbook. So we took out of that book the Paul Laurence Dunbar original poetry, and we highlighted it in an exhibit called Our Evolution of Poetry. It was a 2-3-day event. Then they would go to the poetry event. And that was that was how that happened.
That's dope.
Our Evolution of Poetry became Deaf Poetry Jam Radio. That was literally the website. Because we had 2 sites. They built us a static one and a what's called a 3D one or animated one today. But that's what it was. No, that's real, though. But I'm telling you, that's on the shoulders of the conscious.
Yeah.
That's what people got to understand. Yeah. This was the conscious community.
Yeah, actually doing the work.
Right. And so if we under the impression that we don't have enough value to evolve, both of these projects come from out of that vein. It's important to keep that vein together. Yes, it's great. But when you look at Deaf Poetry Jam, for example, there's a season, I think it's season 3. Most of them poets on there are from Chicago. Period. Kanye West, Common, and many more, Triple Black. Mm-hmm. We can go down Tara Betts, Nikki's on there. There's a ton of poets on there that come from Chicago. It's a reason for that. Because, again, when they came, they didn't have no tapings yet. Bruce George gave me showed me the demo thing that they was pitching to HBO. It wasn't even on the air yet. Mm-hmm. So we knew who the actors were and who were the real poets. And I don't say the actors weren't real poets, but the actors had to come and give it a polish because they're going to be on TV. Yeah. So that's biz. That's what we're talking about. These are things we were privy to that the public wasn't. And so when the way it impacted the public and then the way it impacted those of us who knew what was going on, it was just different. So we're behind the scenes going, okay, what's the next industrial move? Because now we're getting this attention. And we remember people telling us, I put that in a book, people saying we're going to wait and see what Russell do with it instead of us jumping in and helping build up industry or just to even create the value so that